Go to NevadaTreasurer.gov or call 702-486-4140 and ask about the state's amnesty program.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Well, Jay's in the other room for a second, so it's just me. I hate to go from comedy to serious, but there's a whole lot going on in the Middle East this week. Israel has three different things going on, and all of them are scary. They're fencing off Egypt because the revolution that happened in Egypt produced an Islamic government, or it looks like it's producing an Islamic government. So that Israel has decided they've been building a fence along the border with Egypt that's similar to the fence we started to build along the border with Mexico here. And all of a sudden, Israel is rushing to finish it. That's one of the three things that's going on. The other thing that's going on, the Turkey is threatening to have a naval battle with Israel. I remember a few months back, they had a flotilla of left-wing nut jobs who tried to bring stuff into Palestine. Even though you can bring stuff into Palestine anytime you want, you have to go through the Israeli security forces to make sure you're not importing bombs and guns and rockets and stuff. And this time, Turkey says they're going to send that same kind of flotilla along with some naval ships so that if Israel tries to stop the flotilla and inspect it, then they're going to have a naval battle right there in the eastern Mediterranean. The third thing that's going on is that the UN is having a debate about whether Palestine should be recognized as a state, and this is a big issue because Israel doesn't want it to happen, and they're fighting it tooth and nail. And Palestinians in New York are actually threatening, according to Mayor Bloomberg in New York, they're threatening to have riots in New York if they don't get what they want in the UN this coming week. So we got three things going on, and you know, if you're a religious person, that there's issues about the final days and what will happen if we have a war in Israel, and that final days are supposed to start there. So people really worry about this kind of thing, and there's three things going on at once with Israel in the coming weeks, so we're going to have to be watching that. Getting back on the comedy front, we had President Obama and his legislation called the American Jobs Act, and boy, has that turned into a comedy thing. Remember, he stood up in a joint section of Congress and said, "We've got to pass this bill now. We've got to pass this bill now." Well, it turns out he didn't have a bill. He hadn't gotten his homework done, or the dog ate it, or something. So all of a sudden, this week, he comes out with his legislation. But meanwhile, kind of as a barb in his side, a Republican congressman got in there ahead of him and proposed some legislation, and he called it the American Jobs Act. So the name is no longer available. I mean, the White House is putting out all these brochures and all this stuff with says American Jobs Act on it, but a Republican already stole the name, so he can't use it anymore.
Well, that's kind of crazy.
Hey, welcome back, Jay.
Thanks. I had to comb my hair.
You had that little hair discussion, so you had to go fix it, right?
Exactly. So tell us more about that.
It's turned into just a comedy of errors by the White House, and you start to realize just how amateur these people in the White House are.
How they're out of touch with each other.
It started in the beginning when they said they were going to have a speech on Wednesday, and they hadn't even checked with Boehner yet.
Right, Boehner said,
"Well, we can't do it on Wednesday. We're not even there yet."
So they switched, and
Go on Thursday. Then he came in and said, "Well, you got to pass this bill now. You got to pass this bill now." But he didn't have a bill done yet. He didn't get it done till the following Monday. And meanwhile, some Republican came in and proposed a bill with that same name. Which, hey, he's just doing it to...
Do you think that was on purpose?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
he's just
more
trying to make fun of the White
House. I don't like those stupid games they're playing. I don't care
if
they're Republican
or Democrat.
Well, that's
the president who's playing the game.
But they're joining in by doing these kind of things.
Don't say pass this bill and don't say it's paid for if you don't have a bill and it's not paid for.
Why can't they just get over all that kind of discussion and just figure out what they're going to do instead of who's doing what and who's behind who's back and who's got the calendar? I'm getting tired of it.
It's not just having the calendar.
I'm getting tired of it.
It's got to do with security. You have to sweep the hall before the president can come.
It doesn't have anything to do.
If Congress isn't there, you can't sweep the hall.
With naming your bill the same one so that you're going, nah, 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 nah. Come on. Who was it that did that? I want to know his name.
Oh, I can't remember his name. See, I don't know everything, do I?
Well, I think
it's always a surprise to me when I don't know something.
That's incredible. I mean, I'm just getting so sick of all that. That's just, to me, is just crap. I'm sick of both sides.
Well, I'm sick of one side. I guess I'm more partisan than you.
What? You're what?
I'm just more partisan than you.
Oh, you just don't want to get up off of your aisle seat.
I just do not like the man we have in the White House.
You don't want to get up off your aisle seat.
That's right, I said it.
That's wrong with you. Not to switch on you. Are you done with that story?
Yeah, I'm done with that story.
I want to talk a little bit about the Al Gore. What's going on? He's doing a telethon.
Another comedy. We're just going from one comedy event to the next.
I was just
going to
say, another comedian here. What's going on with Al Gore?
He's like having a 24-hour telethon for brain damage, I think.
He is absolutely convinced that he needs to convince us of global warming. That's what it's about.
Right. It's about global warming.
It's for brain cancer.
He's not satisfied with his Nobel Peace Prize for advocating global warming. He now wants to do a 24-hour... Well, he did it, right? It's already done.
You're right. He did it.
So,
how much money was raised?
I don't know if any money was raised, but he wanted people to turn over their Facebook and Twitter accounts.
Who?
How do you even do that? To him in his telethon so that they could control your Facebook page and spread the word of the
Al Gore has
of the
always
telethon.
Been a control freak.
How do you even turn over authority? Do you give them your password or something?
Well, yeah, you give them your password, and then they just dude it up like they want to. Well, they get their own. Create a new one. I mean, there's still a zillion Facebook accounts to be had.
I don't think...
I guess it's just a...
I don't think I'm giving my password to Al Gore.
I don't think you have your details right. I'm wondering about that, JP.
What?
Do you have the details on this, right?
You don't trust me anymore.
Well, I do trust you, but do you have all the details on this?
About wanting to control your Facebook? Yeah, I know I got that right.
Yeah, you got that right?
I don't think many people went for it. Even liberals and left people who really believe in human global warming, they didn't give them their Facebooks.
Well, I'll tell you what, I might turn mine over to him and then cancel my account after I did. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
I don't know. He doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't know. You know, there was one time
There's a lot of scientists who believe in global warming who are sick of Al Gore being on their side because he's kind of an embarrassment.
I had a dream about him once.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'll tell you about it. We went shopping, me and Al Gore. And Tippi was out there. She was at the same store. And we were ducking, and he was going, oh, get over here. And I was going, oh, my God, there she is. We're running around the store. Yeah.
So this
exciting.
Was like an.
I liked him after I
woke
up.
You were having an affair
up.
With him in the dream.
I thought it was a Democrat when I woke up. And then I really woke up. You're with Broadview, and we'll be right back. We've got David from the Spy Shop with lots of security techniques and things. He's so fun. I just love him. So we're going to talk to him right after the news. You're on KBZZ Sparks Reno, an Americom broadcasting radio station.
CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger. This has turned out to be a dangerous weekend at some air shows around the country. In Martinsburg, West Virginia, there's word a pilot was killed when his vintage plane crashed. No spectators involved, apparently. And CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman tells us about another vintage plane involved in a crash in Reno. It went down near the VIP section of the grandstand.
The death toll here in Reno has now risen from 3 to 9. The 6 additional deaths were all apparently spectators who died at the scene on the tarmac and were never taken to local hospitals. The National Transportation Safety Board has started its investigation. One part of that investigation may include recommendations regarding the safety of spectators at this annual Reno event. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Reno.
Revolutionary fighters are battling supporters of Muammar Gaddafi in the streets of the longtime Libyan leader's hometown now. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer says the new attack on the Mediterranean coastal city of Sirte comes after anti-Gaddafi fighters were beaten back from the mountain town of Bani Walid.
In Bani Walid, the rebels did not go in today after a hasty retreat last night. They're regrouping and perhaps trying to get some better heavy artillery because they were quite simply outgunned yesterday. They had no way of getting past a real hail of rockets and missiles that kept them on the very outskirts of the town.
Still no word on where Gaddafi himself is, but there's a reward out for his capture. The U.S. ambassador to Pakistan is accusing Islamabad of having direct ties to the militants blamed for recent deadly attacks in Kabul. He tells Pakistan Radio there is strong evidence linking the government to the Haqqani network. CBS News senior national security analyst Juan Zarate says it's the latest problem in an already difficult relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan.
This underscores yet again the challenges of cooperating and working with the Pakistani government when they may be playing a double game.
Pakistani officials have repeatedly denied helping terrorists. Hard times in Hollywood. Two major movies have already gotten the axe, Disney's The Lone Ranger and Universal's The Dark Tower. Industry insiders predict more super expensive projects will be canceled or have their budgets cut. Bruce Nash is the man behind Numbers.com, which monitors box office totals. He says people aren't buying as many movies on DVD.
The rule of thumb was always that you would make up on DVD what you lost at the box office. And now people are renting DVDs, they're streaming through Netflix.
And so he says movie studios are less willing to take risks. House Speaker John Boehner is facing a challenger in next year's Republican primary from a Tea Party activist. The Cincinnati Inquirer says David Lewis plans to run on one issue, Boehner's support of a federal budget that provides funding to Planned Parenthood, which Lewis says is the largest killer of unborn babies in America. He says he plans to run graphic anti-abortion ads. This is CBS News.
Weeknights begin.